Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both small.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm Nevermore. I have Oink. I have Uncle Fester. And we have absolutely zero plans about what the show's going to be about. So buckle up, buttercups. We don't even know what the hell we're doing. Oink, hello. How are you?
What's happening, hot stuff? How you been?
I mean, I'm alive.
Why is it I know the feeling? I guess that's good. We're at least 6 foot on the right side of the dirt this time.
I mean, yeah, we're not pushing up daisies.
What about you, Fester?
Oh, I'm alive, doing well. Everything's going good so far.
Can't complain then, I guess, huh?
No, I complain, but nobody's here to listen except for the dogs.
Well, hey, they'll show you some love. Show them some peanut butter. Show them some love.
And it's already taken a turn for the worse. New record, folks. New record. Less than a minute in. Less than a minute in. Yay. Oh, my goodness. So it's actually been kind of a boring couple of news weeks, so I don't really have any great topics. I mean, we did teach everybody how to peacefully protest. I mean, that's something. I hate it that the best news article that could come out of Virginia was woman arrested for refusing to remove her mask. Motherfucker, it was 23 damn degrees. That's the best you got. She was released and not even charged.
Yeah. Then I seen some conspiracy theorists out there that said that her husband or something worked for that governor and everything else too. So even if it was true, you know, like you said, it's freaking cold there. So I don't see what the big deal was.
I have trigeminal neuralgia. I'm forever in a mask outside because it's fucking cold and it hurts my fucking face. But no, that's the best news article you got. Y'all are just mad because we didn't shoot them up. We didn't tear anything up and we cleaned up after ourselves. Just saying. I mean, it's
total opposite of Ferguson is what you're saying.
I mean, they literally showed videos and they compared the videos of Virginia to some of the demonstrations like Antifa. And there's handshaking and hugging and meeting and talking. And then there's destruction, violence, Molotov cocktails being thrown. You know, that kind of thing. Blood. There was none of that. I mean, they literally declared a state of emergency because I say it's for two reasons. This is not any kind of facts because why in the fuck would we have facts on Frag Out, Drag Out? But in my personal opinion, the governor declared a state of emergency for two reasons. One, he wanted it to turn into something, and he hoped that it would make all hell to back his, you know, let's take everybody's gun rights. And two, he's a fucking pussy. Oh! Not factual based at all.
I'm just kind of curious what the Antifa headquarters was like. All right, guys, let's get together here. We're going to crash this party.
Sir, wait a second. They all have guns.
On second thought, we're going to skip this rally.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years, okay? Throw me a freaking bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info. Okay, no problem. Gentlemen, I have a plan. Hijack some nuclear weapons and hold the world hostage. We get the warhead, and we hold the world ransom for 100 billion dollars.
I mean, literally, everybody had guns and none of them went off on a firing tangent all on their own and nobody pulled any triggers, so.
And it was mixed race.
Yes.
Everybody was there. Everybody was hugging. And there was no racism.
There wasn't anything about race. There wasn't anything about age. There wasn't anything about gender. It was literally all walks of life from all over the country. And the declaring of a state of emergency just lets him deploy the guard. But there were deputies and actual entire police departments at this demonstration. And they weren't there for security purposes. They were there protesting. Just saying. But they have caused me a lot of headaches, all of this Second Amendment shit, because I'm being invited to every single group in my area because all of these cities and towns in North Carolina are making sanctuary cities, which I don't have a problem with. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that they're trying to make the laws trickle downward, and all it's going to do is cause more problems and more problems and more problems. I mean, I guess I should be happy I'm in a sanctuary city where they're not going to take my pew-pews, but whatever. I lost those in a tragic boating accident.
Wasn't it also you guys' sheriff that had that nice little comment there at one of the public city gatherings or something to do?
Well, there's been struggles down
Huntersville. Huntersville had a sheriff that spoke out.
Well, they also had one in Randolph County and Davidson County and Rowan County, and they've been speaking up a little bit everywhere. But to me, this is just getting boring because, number one, we know what red flag laws are going to do. It's basically going to turn into, hey, he turned me down for a second date. I think I'll call in a red flag law and cause pandemonium and chaos, even though there's no truth to it whatsoever. Or they said something ugly to me on Facebook, and I'm a keyboard warrior, so I'm going to turn in. So we all know that those red flag laws are nothing but a joke. But I've noticed that on all of these, you know, mass shootings where the person is fucking psycho, nobody called and said, hey, there is this crazy guy that lives in my neighborhood that might be a serial killer. He's been acting odd. No, the shit don't come out till after. And they're like, well, I always did think he was a weird boy torturing dogs and killing rabbits and skinning them for fun. Nah, you don't say nothing till after it's done. But God forbid if it was on the other side, man. Y'all have us turned in a New York fucking second. The way goes, Democrats, not all, but most Democrats and liberals reserve the right to be fucking crazy. But if it's flipped around, boy, we all going to jail. That's just my two cents. I don't know. It's a fucking boring topic anymore because it's just like, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything bad. We showed up. We shook some hands. We had some fellowship. Hell, I'm surprised that they weren't freaking like barbecuing and shit on the streets and like beating everybody. I mean, it was just good old Southern rally without the hoods because we don't like those kind of Southern rallies.
You know, if they would have allowed them to bring the grills close by, they probably would have had, you know, a few barbecues going on.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm surprised there weren't, like, churches handing out food and shit. Even though Virginia's right at the line, they're still the South, y'all. I'm just kind of shocked that it went as quietly as it did.
Y'all.
Not on our part, because I'm from Virginia. I'm not shocked on the residents or the people that came. I'm shocked that people weren't planted to cause trouble. I'm really shocked that that didn't happen.
Probably because they'd be outgunned.
You think?
it's like he said, and he was like, we're going to go to this one, and you do know they're all armed. You know what? We're just going to sit this one out.
Second thought there, Prez. You go ahead and go. I'll meet you there, bud.
Yeah, we're not going to ride together this time. We're not going to get on buses. We'll just meet you there, okay? Yeah. Get there, one Antifa member looking around, takes his mask down and blends.
Yeah, I just would have loved to see that.
I don't say anything stupid, so I can't yell, I am vegan and I CrossFit. I have absolutely no motivation. This freaking cold weather snap that North Carolina's getting with the pressure change sucks balls. Anybody who suffers from chronic pain, which is all of us, knows that pressure plays a lot of a big part in pain, and it sucks so bad. And I'll go back to bed.
Yeah, I ran out of my magic juice and had to order more and went 2 days without it, and that was evil.
And okay, now cold spell, you're saying what, 20, 21?
Yeah, 30s.
Wow. 30s is Christmas.
Cold for us.
All right, so here's the thing. Any other time in January, you shut the hell up on. Any other time in January, it would be cold as balls here, right? So I got this brilliant idea. I was going to go to Sam's and I was going to stock up, fill the freezer up, and we get out and realize it's 72 degrees, so we can't fucking like go anywhere else. We got to come straight home because everything's going to fucking melt. Any other time in January, it'd be so cold that you can't feel your fucking face. But no, the one time I need it to be below freezing so that everything stays cold, it's 72 fucking degrees in the middle of January. And now it's 30 degrees. Our bodies can't get used to one temperature. And next week, it'll probably fucking snow.
Well, we had thunder, so within the old wives' tale, 10 days after thunder, you're supposed to have snow.
Supposedly. I don't know, but it's pissing me off. Either be warm or be cold. I've had all four seasons in 1 week.
Yeah, once it actually got cold up here, it stayed pretty much cold. Yeah, we're still in the single digits and stuff like that, but we're not negative. That's later this week. We'll drop back down to the negatives again. But
no, but you said the magic word. It stayed cold.
It stayed cold, exactly.
I would be fine if I could get acclimated to one certain type of weather. And get used to the heat. I can't get used to the cold because it's different every other fucking hour. I mean, seriously, and it's been a long time since it's been this warm in January, but when we got out of the store and we have to go about 45 minutes to go to a Sam's Club, and I'm like, I don't think I brought enough coolers. Because I brought one cooler, I was like, well, if we pack the cooler with the meat, we can just carry that straight in, dump it into the freezer, and then the box stuff, it'll be okay. No. We get outside and I'm like having to take my coat off, and I'm like, and it's after dark. So you'd think the temperatures never dropped below 70. We had to come straight on. I was pissed. I was like, you know what? Screw you, weather. Mother Nature's on crack.
No. Mother Nature's going through menopause.
No, Mother Nature has started doing all the mess that's running rampant around here or something. I don't know.
She's snorting the white shit and will soon be producing it for you, I guess, too, huh?
I would love to see snow.
I would love for it to just be one set of temperatures, either be all 70s, be all 30s, whichever, but like 2 days later and it was still warm and you don't even get a gradual step down. It went 70, 29, get up, go outside. And I went, whoo, whoo. You know, that cold air that when you're not expecting it and you almost piss yourself, literally walked outside and I was like, oh, I got to go back in and pee before I go anywhere. Oh God.
You learn that lesson quite quickly up here.
And I've done that several times. It's been warm and then the temperature drop and I'm at work and I walk outside no coat because I've been in no coat all day and I'm like, and I just beat a little. I hate that cold shock. I don't hate cold weather. I mean, it does hell on my face, but I don't hate it. I can dress appropriately. But when you start out in shorts and need pants, but then you need shorts and then you need pants and then you need 7 coats, you don't know where you're going. You just don't. It just, fuck you. Fuck you, NC weather.
Oh, shit. And let me guess, when you guys if you ever get your snow, you're going to have people that can't drive in it.
Oh, my God. When it's, if it blurries, if it blurries, the world stops. They don't close, like, schools down here. They close cities. Literally, it'll go across the screen. The city of Salisbury is closed. I'm like, damn, they closed the whole damn city.
And the shelves empty of bread and milk.
That's World War III. We're going to die.
Which we never understood because when you lose power, you're going to make milk sandwiches. I mean, and I like I said, I get it for the bread because if it's that damn cold and you lose power, you can put cold cuts outside. You can put your milk outside. But I don't know what the fuck the eggs are for. Unless you have, like, some form of alternate cooking that doesn't require electricity, what you gonna do with them eggs, y'all? Anybody in NC that immediately runs out because somebody said the S word, I want to know what the fuck you need 7 gallons of milk, 7 loaves of bread, and 12 dozen eggs for?
French toast.
Because it's going to be 70 degrees in 3 days, so it's not going to be like you snowed in for 3 months. So I don't quite get it. It's funny, though. They can so much as say chance of. And I know when I go to work that day, I'm going to have a miserable fucking day because the store is going to be crowded. And then I do my regular shopping anyway. So if I need something, I'm like, well, you know, I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to go ahead and shop now when I leave work, so I ain't got to go out tomorrow. And they're like, you stocking up for the snow? And I'm like, no, I just like to fucking eat. I'm not one of those. We try to be, but until recently, we didn't have the capacity to be. You know, we didn't have a freezer. We have the little one on the fridge. But, you know, I tried to get my groceries for 2 or 3 weeks because I hate grocery shopping, right?
Oh, God, who doesn't?
But it never fails. Something, you forget something. And it never fails that what he forgets when he goes shopping is always something on a snow day of where everybody's shopping. I'm like, you want me to go into that crowd that's on the, I can avoid the crowd at work. I don't have to go to the grocery side of the store. I can avoid it. But you want me to go face that mob for a can of chicken noodle soup? Are you fucking crazy? Do it now. I can't make the recipe. Well, then you better cook something else, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Don't worry. It's not much better up here in Alaska, because trust me, the first snowfall, you got 20 cars in the ditch. And, you know, there's only one road pretty much that leads from where I live up here in, 40 miles away north of Anchorage to Anchorage. So there's only one way I can get to work. But never fails. There's always somebody that slides off in the ditch. So, you know, working these night shifts is actually a blessing, because there's less traffic, less idiots out there on the road, because even up here, you got people that can drive in it.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And, down here, I guess where I was raised in the mountains, we used to get a lot more snow. So I was used to snow. My grandfather taught me how to drive in it, because, you know, when you live, now this is about to sound redneck as shit, but when you live a half a mile off of any kind of hardtop road, and then 45 minutes from any type of store other than a small little convenience store that the gallon of milk's $27, you have to be able to drive, because nobody wants to go grocery shopping and then hoof groceries a half a mile up a road. Oh, and we've had to do it. It's been so bad that my grandfather's been in town and it's already snowed rapidly, blizzard-like conditions, so he's picked up the groceries and now he can't get back up in the holler. So we're all down there, but, you know, it's not like we were stupid. We'd be out there with, like, car hoods or whatever was flat that we would use for sledding. Yes, I'm that redneck. And we would just pile all the groceries on it. And, of course, we were, like, 12 and 13, so we were the mules. So we pulled it back up the hill. But I can remember times where the snow was so fucking deep that my grandfather, his thing was teaching us responsibility, something these youngins don't know about these days. But 5 a.m., we had call buttons because we lived in the same holler, but it wasn't far, but it wasn't like you could holler and wake me up or telephone because the phones are down. So, you know, back when they had dials, I love to try to dial them.
Rotary.
Anyway, so he'd hit the call button and wake me up, and he'd be like, it's time to go take care of the cattle. He would tie a rope to me because I would fall into snowdrifts. And the snowdrifts were bigger than me, so when I fall in them, I couldn't get out. So basically, when I fell into a snowdrift, I knew just to flop back on my butt, and he would drag me up the hill walking because I was attached to him. I mean, I've seen the snow deep enough to where, like, we did the rolls of hay, and if you weren't quick on a hill, them suckers would mow you down. And I was not paying attention one time, and it came rolling at me, and the snow was deep enough that I just laid down in the snow and it rolled over top of me. But I mean, I can remember those days of a hell of a lot of snow, but down here, it's like the minute somebody gets on the road, it's all hell breaks loose. And I'm like, and I'll be driving up the interstate, and you'll see a car go zooming past honking at you because you're taking your time. You should take your time. You don't need to fly. I don't care what anybody says, four-wheel drive does nothing when it's icy as shit. But, and they'll be like all angry and road raging, and you get 2 miles up the road and they're flipped over in the ditch, and you're like, get out, go over. And you're like, hey, asshole, if you'd have slowed down a little bit instead of honking at me, you wouldn't have wrecked. Or, do you need anything? You know, that kind of deal. But
but they do that in the rain too.
That's what I was getting ready to say. They're just as bad. During the hurricane year before last, when it flooded so bad, these cars were going through these puddles and stalling out. And I call them puddles because I'm in a giant truck. But I would get up to it, and if I couldn't, if you could see the lines in the road, then I knew it wasn't so deep that I couldn't cross through it. But if you couldn't tell, I would get out, walk up to it, and be like, I might want to drive in the mud or the off-road and go around this. But I watched so many cars get stuck. It was hilarious. And I'm like, y'all ain't never been mudding before. But at the same time, I guess because I can drive with sense, it terrifies me to have to get out there because it never fails. I will be driving, doing just dandy, nothing dangerous. And next thing you know, here comes Cletus in a jacked up truck with absolutely no brains. Truck's clean, which means they have no reason to have it jacked up other than, I'm sorry about your small penis. Anyway, and they'll be the ones that cause a wreck. Yes, I yell that every truck I see that isn't covered in mud that's jacked up for no apparent reason. You know, no scratches, clean as a whistle. And I'm like, I'm sorry about your small penis, sir. And they're usually the nastiest.
Oh, yeah. You get the $60,000, you know, truck with the $30,000 rims and, you know, a 12-inch lift kit and, you know, going out there, like you said, clean as a bell. What the hell?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, our security asked a big, giant, jacked-up truck to move. And he said, I can't park in the parking spaces. And I get what he's saying. The way Salisbury set up their Sydney ordinance, the parking spaces aren't slanted, and they're short. They're straight. So I always go to the top of the parking lot because my truck fits where there's no cars. You know what I'm saying? It's easier.
Yep.
Well, when we ask him to move, suddenly Cletus becomes a complete and total douchebag. Our security guard's black, so he starts dropping racial slurs. I walk up and I'm like, what the hell is your problem, dude? And he's like, I'm a sovereign citizen. And I was like, and that's got shit to do on private property. He's like, and I'm not parked. And I was like, you're not parked. He goes, I'm stopped. There's a difference. And I was like, really? What gear are you in? He goes, P. I said, what's that P stand for? He goes, park. And I was like, booyah, move, fucking dope. And he just kept circling, like screaming and videoing. And so I'm probably YouTube famous right now because I screamed, I'm sorry about your small penis after about a sixth lap. You know, the entitled douchebaggery of there's rednecks and then there's just straight up trailer trash. And I just call people like that straight up trailer trash. No offense if you live in a trailer. There's a difference between living in a trailer and living in a trailer where you've got your fucking engine in the bathtub degreasing it.
I was high class trailer trash. I had a double wide.
I lived in a trailer before I moved in this house, but there's no reason you got to go around like you ain't got a lick of scent.
No, trust me. Yeah, we actually grew up in a trailer park, so yeah, I've been there, done that. I know what you mean.
There are very nice trailer parks out there, and then there's the meth parks. There's literally, you know, where they like you can rent the trailer and the land for $75. And there's nobody policing it or anything. See, if I had property where I'm had a trailer park, I would put security there. You know, it would have a gate, and I would have security 24/7, and there wouldn't be all of that mess because people deserve affordable housing without having to live scared to go outside with their kid.
Yeah, because there's definitely neighborhoods where I'd much rather hear banjo music than go walking through that park. Because it's full of needles and shit.
I used to live in a trailer park, and every Saturday night, like clockwork, it was dinner and a show. Dinner and watching my neighbor get tasered every Saturday night.
And like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think that these parks where the traffic is in and out, so you know that there's nothing good going on. You hear small explosions, which means Bubba up the street operating his meth lab again. Your kids can't go outside because it's not safe due to the amount of animals running loose, not being made to stay in yards, needles everywhere. And I just don't understand, number one, how can the slumlord that's running it even allow these trailers to be rented out because half of them don't have power and you see a lot of extension cords running. And I'm like, they're like, but we're getting money. And I'm like, I would bulldoze this entire land, salt the fucking earth because it's nasty. Probably bring in a shit ton of dirt, cover it all of this up and start over with, you know, nice trailers and make it affordable for like veterans or elderly. Everybody's talking about these tiny house communities and saying that they think it's such, and I actually seen this argument recently. They said that they think that doing these tiny houses for veterans is a bad idea because they're just going to turn into drug infested slums, like, you know, most trailer parks and stuff. And I don't think that has to be true. I think that the people who are in charge of running these homes for the homeless, as long as they're providing other resources, you know, for their addiction and so forth and so on, and coming by and not letting these people just do what the fuck they want and helping them get on their feet to clear out a tiny home for the next one, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's all about the effort you put into it. But everybody was commenting about how this time next year, the tiny home park is going to be nothing but a meth park. And I don't think it has to be like that. I just think it takes whoever is doing it, financing it, whatever. I just think it takes, you know, time and effort. I'm not saying invade their privacy by inspecting every single day, but you are dealing with people who are on the streets for whatever reason.
Yep, you got to show them that you care. I mean,
and the only way they're going to learn responsibility is if you go in and say, okay, now I will be by. And obviously, you don't need to tell them when you're coming by. Have it on the agreement that you're allowed to come by. I'm not saying every day, six times a day, whatever, but, you know, once a week, stop in and make sure there's not needles piling up. If you do see somebody, instead of kicking them out, say, hey, let me take you to the VA. Let me get you into a rehab facility somewhere. Let's get this place cleaned up, and I will leave it open for when you get out, kind of like a halfway house. I know you can't hold their hands and they have to want to do it, but I just don't think it's going to turn into the disaster that everybody's making it out to be. Like, people are trying to stop support so that other tiny home villages don't open up across America, because even though this one's nice and nothing's happened, they're still showing the what ifs. I don't know how much time we have left. Let's see. About 5 minutes. Oink, I'm going to go ahead and let you do our sponsors. But well, I also need to look up the private group, because we haven't added that into your little repertoire. Hold on. Okay, so NFG Vets, he's going to be telling you all about their glorious page, but I'm going to be telling you about NFG-14 Classified. It is a private group. There are questions to get in the group. I didn't have to answer them because I'm fucking special. But it is a private group. If you think you're going to go in there and still post nudity or the stuff that will get you banned outside of a group, I'm going to tell you right now, Facebook regulations are twice as fucking hard on private groups, and you don't have to report shit. It's God on Autobot that does it all for you. It's not that kind of place, but it is a place where it's a bit more lenient. So if you so choose, go over there and apply. If you don't answer the questions, that's on you. You're the dumbass, not me. Link.
So that's NFG-14 Classified. But our actual sponsors right now is just the NFG Vets page. The NFG Vets is owned and operated by a team of veterans whose sole purpose is to provide active duty and veteran communities a place to be themselves without judgment from anyone. They welcome all service members from all over the world, and the only thing they ask on this page is everyone treat everyone here with respect. Again, that's NFG Vets on the Facebook page, so check them out. And, of course, our other sponsors, which have great and awesome products, is the K-Bar Soap Company. K-Bar Soap Company, you know, is the only non-organic option, or there's a lack of non-organic options out there. And, of course, K-Bar is all natural soap. I mean, like I said, you can't talk great about these guys, but you can't speak. Oh, man, I need to start this shit over. But
oh, you can't even talk. Leave that shit in, because blah, bleep, bleep, bleep,
bleep, bleep, fucking pork and a pig here.
You better watch before you come a remix.
I know. It's going to happen. The K-Bar Soap Company will offer soaps that are presented in the shape of a grenade. So what else needs to be said about it? I mean, they have scents that are active for rough living men with all natural to gravitate towards. Soap is made with all natural coat. I'm telling you, I am tired.
Okay, I'm going to take over, because poor old Oink.
Poor Chris is going to fucking kill me.
Oink has lost his ability to speak. He is now talking backwards and in half of sentences. K-Bar Soap, ditch the bar, grab a grenade. That's all you need to know, motherfuckers.
Get it done, bitches.
He's almost Yoda talking here. Bless his heart. Okay, with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to hope one. That Oink goes and pees and gets him a little coffee, maybe some Battleground or something.
Need something. Maybe and some bourbon.
Get his shit straight. Jeez. Non-professional motherfucker. All right. We will be right back after a short word from whatever it is that Bo inserts right here. You're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR.
That sounded dirty.
God bless.
DV Radio.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
Radio.
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not a paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio free of charge.
And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. Still don't know what I'm going to be doing for the rest of this show, but I'm still here. Nevermore. I still have Oink and Uncle Fester. Now, one thing I will talk about. We are looking for another host, preferably, if we can, a first responder type person, because I would like to have an extra person so that when Oink and Frosty are stuck in the middle of the night, they are, you know, not always having to record. If you haven't noticed, Frosty's on a little bit of a break because we were driving him crazy.
What do you mean? What do you?
Oh my God! There's Frosty!
Surprise, motherfuckers!
I didn't even see that. Frosty, I miss you. But on a serious note, these two boys have to record at weird times, and they do get burnout. Even I get burnout. I've missed my own show sometimes. Uncle Fester, he's still just happy as fuck to be here, so he's always going to be here. I don't know. But Frosty, anyway, what I was saying was we are looking for a host that can come on under short notice when everybody, including myself, needs a break. We will be giving details in a commercial and a post sometime later. I can't believe Frosty's here. I lost train of my train just derailed. You know, shit. Anyway, if you're interested, we'll be giving you details later. Right now, Frosty! Frosty, I heard you got plowed, man.
A couple times. Stuck yeah. Plowing.
I think the message was so Frosty got the plow stuck. Well, what else is new?
Yep, did that about 2 weeks ago.
Frosty the snowman. Hey, I bet Frosty, you're glad at least it's cold now, so Frosty's happy. Coldish.
Well, it's definitely cold.
I was gonna say, are you still in shorts?
Right at the moment, yeah.
Who wears pants?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't wear pants, but I don't go outside with no pants because I'd freeze my balls off if I had them.
I get weird looks when I go to my physical therapy appointments here in town because I'll wear my shorts and they're like, it's -10. Well, yeah, but I'm going 10 feet from my freaking car to the inside this warm building. it's not going to freeze me that much.
Now that I would totally get. Now I understand that, like, but in my day-to-day life, I have to go outside 500 times. So no, but I'm the same way. It can be snowing and I'll be in flip flops, just running outside to walk the dog real quick. Of course I pay for it when I get back, 'cause my toes are blue, but if you put on shoes and I'm like, but who wants to put on shoes just to go outside for 5 seconds? Because in the snow, the dogs are big babies. Skeeter will not come back in, and Frey will pee and run. So she pees on the snowman and then runs back inside. Don't eat the yellow snow.
Oh, shoot.
Dang. Frosty, Frosty, I've missed Frosty. I'm sitting here talking about him, and he pops on it. I was like, Frosty.
Perfect. So I was going to do something else, but I let you go. I was like, all right, perfect. Boom, done.
That'll teach me to keep the screen down. Sneaky little turd.
I figured you heard the ding dong.
No, I wasn't. I honestly don't get any alerts. I have all of that turned off just so that it doesn't record and go bing bong like certain other people in here. Uncle Fester. Uncle Fester. Guilty.
Well, you didn't hear my alarm because it started playing Scotland the Brave.
I'm just waiting for him to get a phone call and it'd be some embarrassing ringtone one day he forgot to turn off. It's probably got Justin Bieber on there or something.
He said Fred.
No, I got Who. I
created a monster.
We had a guy that was retired. He was a retired senior up here, and he was the flight chief. His ringtone on his phone after he got out became civilian, you know? It was the I'm too sexy for you.
Oh my gosh.
So his fucking ringtone goes off in the middle of our roll call, and we're all like looking at Mr. Johnson going, dude, really? That's your ringtone?
Whatever hey. Makes you happy, I guess. I'm just not much on Justin Bieber there. I tolerate all kinds of music except mumble rap. I can't even get past the first few lyrics because I'm always, always, always going, I think they're just saying the same word, just different mumbles. So I'm not really sure. Next. I do enjoy watching Snoop Dogg review mumble rappers, though. He's like, they tried to get me to do that, and I ain't going to be a jiggity, 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 bleh. I'm like, okay, Snoop, stop smoking so much before show, buddy.
I was going to say, I only have one, only ever bought one rap. Actually, it was a cassette. And
yeah, you just gave away your age.
Oh, yeah. Good old Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Baby got back.
Back when that was the big thing to go buy, because that was one of the first ones they came out with the parental warning, explicit lyrics sticker on it. So every teenager had to go buy it, have it in their collection.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days of going to any store that sold CDs or cassettes, and you would go and you'd pick it up, and if you didn't see that label, it means the shit and ass thing had been edited all to hell. So I remember my cousin bought a Snoop Dogg, the Gin and Juice album. I don't remember what's the name of it, but I'm sure that JJ will chime in any minute. But so he accidentally bought the edited version. Well, 95% of his words are cussing, so you're literally listening to it, and you get like two or three words, and then something else, and then you're like, "What? Where's the rest of the song?" So we were proud to buy the ones with explicit content. Only what's funny is back in the day, they didn't really ID you. So at 15, I was still buying explicit content. But I think you had to be 18. I don't fucking know.
And then one of those other stores, before anybody realized that that's all they were selling were the edited ones. And you go in, you buy it expecting to get certain lyrics. And,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, what the heck is this?
Yes, the album was called Doggy Style. But I just remember him listening to it, and a lot of Gin and Juice. Like, back then, they wouldn't even – now they'll put Bitch on the radio and stuff. But I listen to satellite radio, so that may be wrong for regular radio. I don't know. But it would be like they would say Biz, or like they wouldn't – they couldn't say Smoking Endo, so it would be Smoking Something. And it just – the lyrics were so weird. And then when you would hear the real song, you completely – you know, looked like a total douchebag because you didn't know any of the real words because your mommy wouldn't buy you a cussing CD. I had a cool mom.
My parents were buying me those, you know. They would go to the store and pick up Two Live Crew.
in
Dr. Dre.
I want to say
dirty and nasty as they want to be, right?
Yep.
93 or 94 that I got my first Marilyn Manson album. And I remember my mom saying she didn't care, just don't play it in front of my grandfather. And I remember, because in Virginia, I lived so far back in the boondocks that if it was a new hit, I got it about 8 months later. Like, I actually heard about it, or you know, we didn't get, our radio stations didn't play the shit. So it was a lot of country. But, and I remember going to D.C. to stay at my cousin's, and they were listening to Snoop Dogg. And I had never heard of Snoop Dogg. And I don't, like I said, I don't remember what year it was, but I remember buying that in D.C. and coming back home. And my mom, to this day, bless her little heart, still loves Snoop Dogg. She still loves Snoop Dogg. She actually knows those lyrics. She won't cuss, but she still knows those lyrics. And that's one of her good qualities. And it's one of two good qualities, I guess. But anyway, that's beside the point. Frosty, what the hell have you been doing besides getting plowed?
Well, actually, I kind of got, I'm not, you could almost call this a frag out, but probably not quite to that level, but just kind of been getting my brain back into focus. Decembers are always kind of, my brain goes haywire on me, and the way I deal with it is I shut down, and all I have to say is, you fuckers wouldn't let me shut down.
I mean, no offense, bro, but every December and January, if not all of us, most of us go through some shit.
You know, normally the way I deal with it is, it's like, I can shut down for a couple of days and it's good. But it's like, you guys wouldn't let me go through that process. I mean, even our two behind the scenes guys, or even all the behind the scenes guys, were all over me. It's like, where you at? What's up? How you doing? It's like, come on, just give me a couple of days to get my head in order. And I actually had to shut everything down for like 2 weeks in order to get my head back in the right space. And still not sure I'm going to be back full time on this, but I'll try to make it when I can.
Well, we know that. And trust me, I definitely get the go away for 2 weeks, but people still going to make sure you're okay, because it's the one time we don't check that brother or sister does something dumb and you regret it the rest of your life for not checking. So don't take it personal, brother.
Oh, I know. But on that, I want to say that I'll even give out, since we're recording this on the 22nd, go check on, call one of your brothers. I mean, you know, it's a couple of days late when you're hearing this, but give one of those brothers you haven't talked to, or sisters you haven't talked to in a while, a call and see how they're doing. Do a buddy check.
Well, since we're on that subject, it's okay to shut down. Even 2-3 weeks, I've, like I said, I've done it myself. I've been like, I'll answer real quick, and I'm like, I just don't want to talk to anybody. But out of love, we always go make sure that somewhere in that shutdown, you know, even if you don't answer, that we're still thinking about you, you turd. But this year, it hit hard for me, January, and I could not figure out what was going on that week. I actually ended up calling my work and saying, I'm taking an emergency leave. I'm at the point of, I don't know if it's break, if you want to call it breaking point, and without sounding like a complete serial killer, I was just at the point where the next person was going to fuck with me and I was going to lose my shit. So I called them and told them I needed a week off for a PTSD break. And it wasn't until after the date had passed, I was like, oh, my brain remembered, even if the rest of me didn't, remembered the anniversary date. And so I took a week off. I didn't record that week. I didn't do anything. So I feel you, brother. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. It's that time's hard, because there's a lot of stuff that's in that time frame that's gone, happened, even going back 20, 30 years. And it's, I, during that time frame, it's like, I just need to shut down for a little bit and get away. And that's just how I process. And I really do appreciate you guys checking on me, even though it did annoy the hell out of me some days.
That's one of the great qualities of us. We annoy people.
No, but after we make sure you're okay, or at least I did, I don't know about the rest of them. After I make sure you're okay, I just was like, I'm going to give him a couple of days. Then I'd be like, you still good, man? Yep, still good. And that's what we were just talking about. You know, finding somebody else to fill in. I don't care if we get up to 10 hosts, as long as it gives everybody the opportunity, because whether you stay back full time, because this can get to be a lot, especially if you're already going through something and then you're committed to other things that you don't necessarily have to go do, you know, but you committed to it. And then it makes you feel bad. And then you're like, well, I got to go do it. And I'm at the point where I'm like, look, guys, I just don't want to, so I'm not going to.
Well, the other problem I was having is with our recording schedule, I was getting home and grabbing a bite to eat, sitting down and relaxing because I had about an hour to kill, and
I fall asleep.
And it's like I was done.
Well, a couple of those times, that's what we figured, because you had messaged and you're like, and we're like, well, we're going to record an hour, get a thumbs up. And then we're like, Frosty. And we knew that, I don't know how Oink's not dog tired too, but I knew y'all were getting dog tired because it come to a point where we were doing one show and you were sound asleep. And halfway through it, Oink was like today, talking gibberish backward. Yeah, you missed his spew before the commercial break. He literally couldn't read. Suddenly he lost the ability to read. So
couldn't read, couldn't talk.
And there for a while, it felt like we were recording, not just for Frag Out, Drag Out, but it was like, okay, I got to be there Tuesday to do a live show to help them. All right, then I'm going to go help do this. And I was like, I don't radio no more radio done.
And that's why I sent the message. I was like, I got to back off for a while because it was too much. And it's like, I'd say, all right, yeah, I'm going to be there. And then I'd get home and I'd pass out or something come up. And I was starting to feel bad saying, yeah, I'll do it. And disappearing.
Well, nobody ever got upset. They just wanted to make sure you were all right. If you're sleeping, I mean, what are we supposed to say? No, Frosty, don't take care of yourself. Do not promote self-care. Okay. Do what we say when we say how we say it. Oink, go wake his ass up. Go knock on his door. Drive over, dude. I know you ain't had no sleep either, but get the hell over yourself.
Well, at least you don't fall asleep on air like some people. I mean, come on.
I have, but that's why I use the mute function when I'm not talking most of the time.
Yeah, well.
I learned from prior other people's mistakes.
At least somebody did. Shit.
Yeah. There's nothing better than everybody pausing like, what is that? And come to realize it's Oinky snoring.
Yeah, good days.
The good old days.
Mm-hmm. No, oh, yeah. I have mute function on my headset as well, so I just use it.
Well, I sent Frosty a couple of tells, and I wait, didn't get an answer, and I'd see his little icon move, and I'm like, okay, he's alive.
Well, I had, like I said, it hit me to the point where it's like I had to shut just about everything off because there were days that messages were coming in so quick that it's like my brain just didn't want to compute.
I understand that. I hate Decembers.
Apparently, I hate January 22nd because I can't read or do shit on January 22nd. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Fun times. Because when he started talk, I was like, let me just stop you there before you become a remix. Just ditch the bar, grab a grenade. We're done.
Go for it and then turn the whole thing into a big, long commercial.
No, he literally started talking backwards pretty much.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I said because, yeah.
We'll hear it Friday.
Hopefully we won't, but I'm sure we will.
Oh, he's not going to edit that because it's hilarious. And then when we go to take the freaking break, you have to throw in a one-liner and get me cracking up so you know that's staying in there.
You said something about Bo inserting something, and I'm like, well, he probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what happens when you come to a show with zero planning because you just don't feel very good. And before anybody goes, well, you shouldn't record. I enjoy recording. It's great therapy. It's just sometimes you just don't feel like fucking planning. And besides, we're the type where we spend all week planning and then we get the day of the show and don't remember shit. Even when we take notes.
Or you spit it out in like 30 seconds and it's like, that was supposed to take 30 minutes.
Yeah, we literally discussed this for 45 minutes online, and that took 30 seconds. And it's not near as funny as when it's impromptu. So I don't like pre-rehearsed shit unless it's like a commercial or something. And then those I have to do like 47 times because I'm like, oink, suddenly I can't read.
I had that issue with something that the all great and mighty Bo had me record, and it took me forever to finally get it. Recording that you could actually understand.
Oh, yeah. And mine was all the disclaimers because I, you know, certain things went before they air on the show, I want them to know that we, A, aren't taking responsibility, or B, it can cause them to feel a certain kind of way. But to do that, you can't just wing it. So it's usually a paragraph or something. And I get halfway through and I'm like, And I'm like, oh, no, I can't use that. That literally just sounded like I recommended they do something bad. Nope, that came out. No.
For the phrasing on it, makes it really hard to read.
Mm-hmm. And I don't read long paragraphs. I do better if stuff's broken down into a few short sentences. So if Bo sends me a disclaimer to read and it's like 15 sentences, by the middle of it, I'm like, DV radio. Yep. That's how I sound. But it is what it is.
Or just listen to me talk right before the break.
Well, next week, we do have a guest.
Is it a stinky guest?
Well, it is a stinky guest. It's a barbecue place.
Well, that doesn't mean it's stinky, but we keep bringing on guests that I can't relate to because I don't eat barbecue.
What?
I hate barbecue. Mm. Even barbecue pig.
Aww.
I like roasted, fried.
Old bacon.
Bacon. Bacon. Dudes, when I went to Sam's, I got two giant slabs of fucking bacon. When I say slabs, I don't mean like 6 pieces, 7 pieces in a pack. Like
pounds.
Slabs. 3 pounds per pack. A bacon for days.
You brought home the bacon.
Home the oink. Well, I try not to bring oink home. His wife might get a little pissed off about that.
No, she probably could actually pay you to take me away. That's probably here, he's yours. Get him out of here.
Dude, everybody has commented about the wife's teddy bears. I'm surprised you're not getting more messages about orders now, because we're kind of just telling them to message you because I don't know what else to do.
We actually did receive one message in from a lady that, I don't know if it was a grandmother or not, but a young child had actually witnessed her father passed away right in front of him in a car accident. Mm. So we're doing a special edition teddy bear for that one. We're putting some angel wings on that bear for that child. So she's in the process of trying to get that made right now. So we can get that sent off hopefully here soon.
I discovered Build-A-Bears sells Air Force uniforms, Marine uniforms, and fireman uniforms. So I'm really, really, really contemplating having the wife making the cast of Frag Out, Drag Out in bear form. With little uniforms, because it'd be so cute. You know, but we have to
have a snowman and a pig and a bird.
I don't know if they have all that, but we can put you in bear form. But the only thing is, I did tell
nobody wants a bear
Oink frost. That, I did tell Oink that he was going to have to chop one of the legs off the bear before he put him in the fireman suit, because he can't have two legs. We got a one-legged fireman; he can't have two legs.
Well, let's see here. For Christmas, my wife is getting the little squeaky toys for the dogs, and she brought home a pig, a snowman, and something else, and she's like, they don't have any birds, and I was like, well, it's close.
For a second there, I thought you said she was bringing home like a fake leg or something. Like, oh, no, don't give that to the dog.
No, but they did give the cast a Frag Out, Drag Out to the dog. Well, I mean, to be chewed on.
No, they didn't. I have them. I'm Sharon.
Oh, goodness.
But yes, the wife does have a raven. She does have a different snowman. She does have, you know, the bears, of course, and a pig. So, yeah, there is options here, people.
Just trying to figure out how you put clothes on a snowman.
Yeah, that was a tough part. Trying to especially make that little pointy hat. That was going to be the kicker.
Like I said, Build-A-Bear has the uniforms. I'm just trying to figure out how you would put pants on a snowman. Because ask Frosty, it's not as easy as it looks. That's why in most of his pictures, he's only got on the jacket, no pants.
That's why you see my snowballs. Had to.
Oh, my God. Oh, we missed his one-liner about his frozen assets there. I am scrolling through news feeds, everything, trying to see if anything interesting has happened anywhere. And guess what? Not a damn thing. We already did the Second Amendment shit. There is literally nothing going on. Like, this is the media must not have had any outrage this week. I don't know what the hell.
I think we shut them down with that rally.
I did see something earlier about it supposed to be Florida. They're having to watch out for falling iguanas.
Do what?
No, I can't find it.
Now I've got to search falling iguanas. Why are iguanas falling?
Because the temperature gets cold and they can't hang on to the branches, so they fall out of the trees.
Okay. Trending news in Miami.
Oh, let's see.
It's raining iguanas.
Okay, this title is The Night the Iguanas Fell. Cold snap chills Florida, now iguana meat is up for sale. Ew!
Well, the one I saw says, falling iguana forecast. Yes, that's true.
Wonder if it tastes like chicken.
Mm.
I've heard it does.
Yeah, they actually put out a weather alert. Beware of falling iguanas. Cold weather in South Florida spurs unusual cold temperatures, and iguanas are falling out of trees. But the fact that it killed them, bless their little hearts. But, see, the thing is, did it really kill them? Because those type of animals have a way, they have a tendency to, once it warms back up, start living again. Ew, people are making iguana tacos? That does not sound appetizing.
Sounds good.
Frozen iguanas falling from trees in South Florida. Heads up, cold stunned iguanas fall from Florida trees. Okay.
What's iguana going by with the pound?
We don't know.
Iguana no.
I've seen a lot of weather warnings, but never, you know, during an ice storm, they say watch for the branches falling out of the trees and stuff like that. But really, really, the person who records our show who doesn't talk always, always says something smart to say in chat. I don't even know how you pronounce that. Iguacos?
Iguacos.
Iguacos? He's Hispanic. He can't help himself. He'll eat taco anything.
Iguido?
Iguacos? Iguacos? Is that right? Oh, come on. Unmute and say the damn word for us. Iguacos. He's saying iguacos is the proper pronunciation. Iguacos. Okay, whatever.
You put guac on it.
With hot sauce.
Well, yeah. If we didn't have 17 different types of hot sauce in the cabinet, it would be a bad day.
Well, each one has its own purpose.
Well, now I feel like we need to find a hot sauce, veteran-owned hot sauce company, so I can get some samples to see if we can kill him. Because so far, nothing I've ever purchased has even remotely made him sweat. So
you need to go to I think it's Firehouse Subs. They have the hottest sauces.
I doubt they phase them. Anyway, there's your hour of gibberish of no planning that we have. So since we're about out of time, we're going to start with Frosty. Frosty, any last words on iguana tacos or anything else that we may or may not have discussed today?
I don't know what you guys discussed the first half, but...
gibberish.
Sound good, just for some strange reason. No, just like I said earlier, check on your brothers and look out for each other. And thanks to everybody, even you guys behind the scenes that bugged the hell out of me to make sure I was all doing all good, even though I knew I was good. Just
I knew I was good, damn it.
Just when you're a group of people that don't understand how it works with you.
Well, I will say that now that I understand that if you don't unplug, it makes you worse. It'll just be a call me if you need anything. I'll see you in 4 or 5 days to make sure you haven't done anything stupid.
Well, that's one thing I know I won't do. Well, actually, I can't say that, but the stupid you're talking about, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
I was going to say, the chances of you doing something stupid, and we don't mean the bad stupid, are potentially high. So you could be doing something stupid on any given day. It's just depending on what level of stupid.
I mean, he does work with me, so come on.
I mean, I think you're the reason that he gets half the ideas he gets. Just say,
hey.
I think you're a bad influence, Piggy.
I'm sorry.
Bad influence on me.
Blame the pig.
Blame the pig. I mean, we've been blaming the pig from the start. Haven't y'all ever seen Moana? Whatever just happened, blame the pig. Oink, any parting words for our lovely listeners who made it through an hour of nonsense?
Yeah, ditch the bar, grab a grenade. That's all I can say, because if I try to say anything else, I'm going to fuck it up.
Uncle Fester.
Well, it's been an interesting show, and at least everyone's back, at least for now. Welcome back, Frosty. We've definitely missed you.
And with that, If you made it through the whole show, great. If you're in the chat room telling me that you're the dependa of somebody and you think we're absolutely boring, I really don't give two shits because I still gonna record anyway.
I gave two shits.
You probably gave six shits if you keep eating all that fucking chocolate.
I didn't poop. I peed.
Oh, God. Then a hell of a way to end the show, folks. He didn't poop. He peed. Listening to Frag Out Drag Out. There's nothing left to say other than you're listening on DV Radio, WDVR. Sorry, I don't know what else to tell you, assholes. Bye-bye.
That's all for now, sugar baby.
DV Radio.